Welcome to Next Day Prep. What a finish to the week. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ just keep climbing, hitting new record highs again today. Are we just riding a wave of pure optimism here?
It certainly looks that way on the surface. We closed at 63 to 88 on the S&P and just over 21,100 on the NASDAQ. But the real story today was the slow, grinding fight. For most of the morning, breadth was actually negative. Decliners were outpacing advancers.
So it wasn't a broad, rip-roaring rally from the opening bell?
Not at all. It was a classic case of mega caps doing the heavy lifting early on. The market really needed some positive headlines to get going, and it got them. News that the U.S. will be holding trade talks with China next week, plus whispers of a potential trade deal framework with the EU this weekend, really lit a fire in the afternoon.
Got it. So that optimism, combined with a string of pretty decent earnings reports, helped pull the rest of the market up with it?
Exactly. By the close, advancers were ahead of decliners 8-5 on the New York Stock Exchange. Even the small caps in the Russell 2000, which were negative most of the day, clawed their way back to finish in the green. It shows that risk appetite is strong, but traders are still being selective.
Speaking of selective, let's talk sectors. It seems like a mixed bag, but consumer discretionary really stood out.
It was a top performer, up nearly a full percent. And the star of that show was, without a doubt, Deckers Outdoor. Deck just exploded higher, up over 11%.
What was the catalyst there? That's a huge move.
A massive earnings beat. They beat estimates by 25 cents a share, and revenue was way ahead of guidance. The key takeaway is the international story. While U.S. sales were just okay, international revenue was up a staggering 50%, driven by both their Hoka and UGG brands.
Wow. So the global consumer is picking up the slack?
That's the story. Hoka had its biggest quarter ever, and UGG is successfully expanding beyond just winter boots into men's footwear and year-round styles. After some shaky guidance in past quarters, the sentiment on deck was low. This report completely reset the narrative.
Interesting. On the flip side, we saw some weakness in energy and communication services. And the intraday charts on the major indexes, the SPY and QQQ, look a little hesitant.
That's the right word. The analysis shows consolidation. Volume is sporadic, and the price action is tight. It suggests uncertainty. For SPY, the key levels are support around 636 and resistance near 638. For the Qs, watch support at 566 and resistance at 568. A break of those levels on high volume will likely dictate the next move.
So while the indices are at all-time highs, the underlying picture suggests we're at an inflection point. It's not necessarily a time to be complacent.
Absolutely not. This is a time for a watch list. And we've got some great names setting up for continuation plays. Stocks that are already showing strength. I'm watching Shopify, ticker SHOP.
Shopify, what do you see there?
It's showing strong bullish signals. It's recovering well with solid volume. The key is for it to break and hold above that $126 level. If it does, we could see a quick move toward $128. I also like MongoDB, MDB, which is consolidating nicely around $240, and YulTA, which is showing quiet accumulation around $514.
Okay, so those are the leaders. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and look ready to pop.
This is my favorite list. I'm seeing a lot of potential here. Meta is at the top. It's building volume and holding key support around 715. A break of 720 could get it moving fast. I'm also watching a few energy and tech names.
Such as?
FLNC, Fluence Energy, has a clean uptrend with supportive volume. A move through 9.40 looks promising. And a more speculative name, Krispy Kreme, ticker DNUT, has seen a huge surge in trader interest and volume. And in tech, Synopsys, SNPS, is showing a strong upward trend.
So plenty of ideas on both the long and wait-and-see side. Before we wrap, let's look at the week ahead. It looks absolutely packed with economic data.
It's a huge week. We've got advanced Q2 GDP on Wednesday, followed by the FOMC rate decision. Then on Thursday, we get the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the PCE price index. And to top it all off, we have the July jobs report, non-farm payrolls on Friday.
Not to mention a flood of earnings from names like Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, and Meta. It's going to be a volatile week.
No question. The key takeaway for traders is this. The market is at record highs, but it's showing signs of consolidation and rotation. Be selective. Focus on names with relative strength and clear catalysts. don't chase weakness, and be very aware of those key index levels. This is a market that could break in either direction next week.
Excellent breakdown. Stay sharp, manage your risk, and be ready for the fireworks. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.